AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. With only 4 hours to go before the Department of Homeland Security technically runs out of funds, House Speaker John Boehner and GOP leaders have suffered a stunning defeat on a short-term funding bill. But AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports Democrats see a way forward.
With a partial shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security looming, House GOP leaders are trying to figure out their next step after a three-week funding extension went down to a stunning defeat. 52 Republicans voted no. So did most Democrats, preferring the Senate's approach of a funding bill through September. And throughout the day, they urged Speaker John Boehner to allow that to come to a vote, saying there are enough votes to pass it.
Some conservatives also insisted on tacking on provisions blocking the president's deportation directives. 8 people are dead, including the gunman, in shootings in a small town in Missouri.
Police say Joseph Aldridge went from house to house.
We had 3 scenes with 2 bodies, 2 scenes with 1 body, and then the suspect scene.
Aldridge was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Sheriff James Sigmund wouldn't comment on comments from the county coroner to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, speculating Aldridge found his 74-year-old mother dead from natural causes and, for whatever reason, went on a rampage. The sheriff's message to people in the small town of Tyrone:
start locking your doors. You know, the world's changing.
I'm Ed Donahue.
A storm that dumped ice and snow on North Texas is heading toward the northeast. Sergeant Lonnie Haschel of the Highway Patrol says almost 2 dozen cars and trucks collided on Highway 75 north of Dallas.
There were only less than 20 that were actually involved in the wreck. But what was happening was people would crash 3 or 4 cars, and then another person would come up behind, see that, and then get on the brakes and slide off the road.
This is AP Radio News. The actor who played Mr. Spock on Star Trek, has died.
Leonard Nimoy's family says he died in Los Angeles of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Nimoy was running an acting studio in the mid-1960s when he was cast as Mr. Spock, the pointy-eared, hyperlogical first officer of the Starship Enterprise. A Vulcan, Spock was the only non-human member of the crew. Though the original Star Trek TV series lasted only 3 seasons, the role followed Nimoy the rest of his life. He reprised it in the Star Trek movies, and people greeted him on the street with the split-fingered Vulcan salute, which Nimoy took from a Jewish priestly blessing for 50 years. Leonard Nimoy was 83. I'm Warren Levinson.
A sharp critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, who was to have taken part in a Sunday protest against Putin, has been gunned down in a drive-by shooting near the Kremlin. Boris Nemtsov is a former deputy prime minister who criticized Putin's intervention in Ukraine. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.